And if you guys aren't doing nothing Saturday, we got that butterfly release at Moore Park if you wanted to come. I mean, it's going to be about an hour or hour and a half ceremony at 3. We're going to have the memorial stuff, and then I'm going to be playing music there. So it's a pretty good event. I don't know if you heard about it or not.
I heard you and John talking about it, and I asked Debbie about it, and she goes, well, if you want to go, we can go. She goes, I went last year with the granddaughter, so I go, well, cool. I think I will take it and try and go.
Yeah, I'm hoping it's not going to rain because I'm going to have to put up a canopy and protect all my gear if it is, because I don't need it raining on my stuff. That's for sure.
Oh, no doubt. I haven't even looked to see what the forecast been, because all the ones I've seen so far just all been where it's cooling down.
Yeah, the butterfly release and stuff, that's the only gigs I've been doing lately as far as music. I'm just pretty busy, and I haven't been in a band for quite a number of years, so it's just something to do and something that's, you know, rewarding, I suppose you could say.
Yeah.
Yeah, and quite a few people enjoy the event. It's a good closure for some people. So we've had a lot of positive feedback and people looking forward to coming to it.
Yeah, as you said, it was a pretty good event and everything. I was just, you know, looking to get out and be out more, out and doing things for a little bit longer and stuff.
Yeah, for sure, because I know the weather forecast is supposed to turn. I mean, that's when it gets pretty cool around here, so yeah, for sure.
It is kind of fall, so temperature can go almost anywhere this time of year.
Yeah, it's funny. I'll run my air conditioning units until it gets like 20 degrees. So that's what I'll probably gotta take them out of the window pretty soon.
I think a lot of people are going to be start doing that too to keep them from freezing. I'm really surprised it hasn't froze yet.
Yeah, it's coming. I don't know if we have a whole lot we're worrying about in the garden or not, but, you know, we can cover up a few things if we want to preserve it for a little bit longer.
Yeah.
Yeah, I heard about you guys wanting to get together one of these weekends, and things probably have slowed down a little bit for me, knock on wood, so that could be an option. I remember hearing you guys talking about it, what was that, a couple weeks ago, wanting to get together. So, yeah, if you guys want to do that eventually, I'm probably game, I think.
Looking forward to doing that too. It's just a matter of, you know, everybody finding the right time to go do it, you know, and I think it's probably going to be the easiest thing is just pick a date and shoot for it and try to work from it from there.
Yeah, that sounds like a plan. I'll have to look at my calendar, as it were.
Is that like, I'll talk to my people that'll talk to your people that will tell you, and then your people can talk to my people and make it all happen?
No, middle management talks to upper management, emails the department head 5 states away to email their direct report and to get back to us, or however that works, you know, corporate style.
Just as long as you're not sitting on the bottom end of it, where everybody gets the well, you know.
Story of my life, working for corporate, so you know.
Yep, that's the way it goes.
It's kind of nice, I got a bunch of eyes on the way things are going, because if something gets missed, it'll get caught, so I just choose to look at it that way, where it's like, yeah, we're not going to F it up really bad, you know, we have eyes checking this, that, and the other, so it's one thing I'm glad for.
Yeah, well, I think a lot of it, you know, especially with big companies, you know, it's almost like you're a number and not a person, but depending on where you are in the food chain of it.
Well, yeah, organization, because a big part of a larger one, we have a number designation, actually. This number designation basically can code everything that, you know, that we're involved with. Almost like the last 3 letters of your call sign kind of thing, and it's, I kind of find that hilarious, because we each have a 3-number designation that designates everything in our geographic area, and each entity in the organization has a similar one. So one easy way, if I have to find out something, I'll put a subject, an underscore in that last 3-letter, and they instantly know where it's from, so it gets an answer quickly. That's something that I do when I'm doing emails to different verifications or different things we need to find out. I'm trying to be vague.
Yeah, but I understand, and I understand what you're saying, especially on, you know, everything. Well, kind of everything, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, for sure. I kind of see myself as a jack of all trades, master of none, because I'm pretty much versed in a lot of things that need to be done around the office and everything, and you know, I can do this, do that, or do the other, but it's a continuing learning opportunity, I figure. Keeps you humble that way, for sure. That way I learn from the right people and, you know, get it right.
Yeah. Yeah, that's about the best way to do it, is try to learn from the right people.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I better head in and get started. So it was good talking with you, for sure.
Okay, Forrest. Well, try and have a grand day, and I will talk to you later on. WRZN 509.
All right, we'll talk to you later. WRGY 779.